Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for those of you who have ever thought maybe you don't quite fit in. Have you ever felt like maybe you're different from other people? Yeah, that is A-okay. Because guess what? What's really important is your heart, right? Not what you look like, not where you came from. It is not okay to judge someone based on what they look like or where they're from, is it? Yeah. So, my friends, today we're going to share a story for you that illustrates that point in a beautiful way. So, today's story is called Spork. It was written by Kayo McClear and Isabel Osternot. And it's read today by Mommy and
Philip.
Are you ready?
Flip the epic comic drawer. And mm-hmm. In the comments below, you can tell us what you think I should make my comic based on.
That's right. Philip is an epic comic drawer, an artiste. And if you have an idea of what he should draw, let him know. Let's get down to it, shall we? Mm-hmm. Spork was neither spoon nor fork, right? And in the picture, we can see a beautiful spoon, round, and we can see a lovely fork. It's pointy, right? Mm-hmm. But a bit of both, yeah. There he is. He had a mum and a dad, and it looks like his mum is a spoon and his dad is a fork, who both thought he was perfect, just the way he was. But Spork stuck out. In his kitchen, forks were forks and spoons were spoons. Cutlery customs were followed closely. Mixing was uncommon. And naturally there were rule breakers, knives who loved chopsticks or tongs who married forks, but such families were unusual. One day, after the billionth time he was asked, "What are you anyway?" And the zillionth time he was passed over when the table was being set, Spork sighed and thought, it must be easier to be a single thing. So he tried to pick just one thing to be. He thought he should start by fixing his head. He put on a bowler hat to look more spoonish. But the forks thought he was too round. It doesn't look right, does it? And then he made a paper crown to look more forkish, but the spoons thought he was too pointy. It doesn't quite look right there, does he, in the pictures? Spork wondered if there were other lonely creatures out there with no matching kind who never got chosen to be at the table. And there in the pictures, we can see all kinds of different tools that are kitchen tools that don't always go to the table, like a corkscrew or a spatula or a pizza cutter, right? So all kinds of things that don't necessarily go on the kitchen table. At dinner time, he watched from the drawer while the spoons played pea hockey and skillfully balanced boiled eggs. He sat off to the side while the forks raked fancy patterns in the mashed potatoes and twirled noodles around in complicated circles like rhythmic gymnasts. And at the end of this and every other meal, Spork looked on while the others enjoyed a super bubbly bath in the sink. Oh, that would be nice if you were a fork or a spoon or a plate or a bowl. Until one morning, a messy thing arrived. This messy thing had obviously never heard of cutlery customs or table manners. No, this messy thing smeared and spilled and flung and clumped and dripped without a care. "Wait," said the forks, but the messy thing did not wait. "Careful," said the spoons, but the messy thing was not careful. "Help," said the forks, while the messy thing continued to slop and splatter.
"Quick,"
said the spoons. Now, a fork may be good for poking and picking, and a spoon may be fine for scooping and stirring. But this messy thing, with its slurpy and clumpy and half-finished food bits, needed something else. Something that could do all sorts of things at once. Something flexible and easy to hold. And something that was neither spoon nor fork, but a bit of both. That's when Spork landed. The messy thing saw Spork and immediately stopped and gurgled. It grabbed Spork and held him motionless in its fist. It tapped him once and let out a cheerful shriek. It wagged Spork excitedly up and down. And friends, there's a hint as to what this thing is.
I think it's a baby.
You think it's a baby? Well, guess what? That's how Spork finally and happily found his way to the table. It is a baby. Just the right tool for a baby is a spork, right? Mm-hmm. Just a bit round, just a bit pointy, just right. And so, my friends, I would love to tell you, my friends, you have a place in this world. You have a job that is just for you to do.
No matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. You have a very special purpose that just belongs to you. The knife, oh, it didn't belong with that messy thing, the baby, did it? You can't give a baby a sharp knife. You can't give a...
Maybe we'll cut its head off.
Well, you can't give the baby...
It'll choke.
Yeah, there's...
Can't give it a spoon.
Nope. It'll you can't give it a rolling pin. It'll hurt someone. You have to give that baby just the right shape and size, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I'm still worried that the baby would choke on Spork.
Nah, that baby's going to be just fine with that Spork. Okay. But what I would like to also remind you of, my friends, is that like the Spork, you may not feel like you quite fit in, but you do. You have a special place, and maybe you haven't found what your special place is yet. But hold on. You are a work in progress. Like the Spork, it took some time to find out where you belong, but you're needed just how you are. And you will eventually find your place, my friends. So don't give up hope. And that is...
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.